I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
McDonald's has their brand new World Cup meals coming up, and the head chef's got them. That's on the way with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got
mail. And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salts Company.
Dip responsibly.
Men's Room, today my daughter Brooke turns 12. She's a wonderful daughter with a smile that'll light up a room. She hates dad jokes. So can we get some dad jokes? Happy birthday, Brooke. Lots of love. That from mom and from dad. 12 years old. Well, that's appropriate for 12. Let's see here. Okay. Guys, I hate my other job. All I do is crush cans all day.
Oh, yeah?
It's so depressing. All right. Where do raccoons go for decent Chinese food? Where do raccoons go for decent Chinese food?
A trash can?
Close. Trash Panda Express.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really wanted a new pullover sweater for my birthday.
Oh, yeah?
But all I got was a card again. And how did the farmer get home when he got a flat tire? How did the farmer get home when he got a flat tire?
I don't know.
He had asparagus.
Ted looks like he wants to punch him.
Come on. 12. She's 12.
You're right.
She hates dad jokes.
You think she knows what a cardigan is?
So I got some groaners. I don't know. Try my best. I got a winner in here, man, that's just going to kill you guys. I'm saving that for last. I'm going to put that back in the pile.
For adults or for children?
For adults.
All right.
For sure.
I'm still laughing about morning wooden.
Oliver Jones. I hope this gets on the air. I got more Yo Mama jokes coming up, too, for Father's Day on Sunday.
Woo!
I hope this gets on the air. Our dear friend of 13-plus years, Sean, a touch of the downs, Marshawn, all-around amazing human being, just made his 41st pass around the sun. I'm surprised he's still alive. This is a man who has set himself on fire at campsites.
I went there.
Okay. Woke up in the middle of his kitchen floor in his boxers after burning his hand trying to remove a frozen pizza from the oven.
I might have been there.
Long story short, he is a true miracle. He is a friend that is there for you through thick and thin. And what way do you honor us, this average, ordinary, everyday, boring human being? Well, I suggest that we tell him his penis is too small. Maybe Miles can regale him with some dad jokes. And it wouldn't be complete without the dirty German strongly suggesting how they celebrate his birthday for him and on him and in him and around him. That from VD.
Yeah, I'm going to treat your face like an amusement park. The first destination is a mustache ride.
Yeah. You know, last night I saw this man and we were flicking little small balls into a goal. Maybe we'll place that again.
Yeah.
Have you seen this yet for the World Cup?
No.
Bars have like these paper goals.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's really hard. And after a couple beers, you think you can do it. You can't.
All right. Marshawn, I'm going to give you the rest of these Yo Mama jokes. In honor of Father's Day on Sunday, don't forget fathers. Dance.
You know where Marshawn is from?
I do not.
Wakanda.
Wakanda?
Wakanda. Yeah, Black Panther came out, so he and I, we cried. But he's a white dude, so he's like, I'm not from Wakanda. He said, I'm from Wakanda.
Wakanda.
I said, all right, man.
Wakanda?
Yeah, Wakanda.
Am I from Wakanda?
Yo mom is so poor.
How poor is she?
She went to the pawn shop to hock a loogie.
Right.
Yo mama's so dumb.
How so, dumb is she?
She got fired from the M&M plant for throwing away all the W's.
Classic.
Yo mama's so big.
How big is she?
Every time she turns around, we throw her a welcome back party. Yo mama teeth so yellow.
How yellow are they?
When she smiles, traffic slows down. Yo mama's so big.
How big is she?
She eats wheat thicks.
Damn. Wheat thicks.
And your mom is so stupid. She put two quarters in her ear to listen to 50 Cent.
Wheat thicks is pretty good.
Wheat thicks.
I still got this one in here. It's just going to kill you.
Hello, guys. It's my 52nd lap around the sun. Thank you for making me not feel like the only Seattle transplant from the D.C. metro area. So let's see here. Could we get Chef Ted talking about why Maryland blue crabs are better? The captain explaining how to find a decent cup of coffee around here. And Miles with some dad jokes. Hopefully better than last year. I thank you for all the laughs and may the beer always be cold and the sun always shine on you. Regards. That from the Tacoma Powder Coating Ninja.
I mean, it's pretty simple. I think the meat is sweeter. It's a little harder to get. You got to pick it out of there. But nothing, hands down, nothing beats a Maryland crab cake.
Okay.
Untouchable.
We got the captain.
Channel 2, Chef.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. You're looking for a good place to get coffee. I mean, Christ almighty, man, you're in the Pacific Northwest. Go anywhere. But one thing that the captain would say is, always have coffee made. And when I say that, I mean like someone to drink coffee with, not the little creamer. We call it coffee mating. It's when you have sexual congress while consuming coffee. Little Debbie turned me on to that. First she burned my back. Crunch bears.
Coffee mating?
Yeah, coffee nice. Mating, Ted.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What's the name of the officer who does chalk outlines at the crime scenes?
I don't know what.
Tracy. What's the difference between coffee and your opinion?
The difference between coffee and
your opinion, yes.
Oh, I don't know.
I asked for coffee.
Damn. Damn.
I asked Suri while I was still single. Why am I still single? She switched on the front-facing camera. What is the leading cause of dry skin? The leading cause of dry skin.
I don't know.
Towels. I saved the best for last. I got two.
All right.
One for Ted, one for all of us.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys know that Jelly Roll and Bunny XO are getting a divorce?
I did.
She stood by him through thick.
Damn. Damn. He peaced out when he got thin.
Uh-huh. And are you guys ready for the home run? I need a drum roll for this one.
Oh, I'll break it back out.
Good work, Ted.
Yeah. Dad jokes. It's the best one I got all week, all right? Guys, earlier this week, I saw the craziest butterfly that you have ever seen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It had a tattoo of a single mother.
Oh!
I told you.
Oh, good.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. I almost didn't make it in here today.
What happened?
I took my temperature and I got a little fever.
A fever?
A little World Cup fever.
Oh, the World Cup FIFA.
Yeah, I do. Been watching the match.
Is it FIFA or FIFA? You got a World Cup FIFA.
It's a FIFA.
FIFA.
But obviously, I think a lot of us have been watching the games.
Sure, a little bit.
I'll tell you what. Having 9 p.m. starts for a sporting event, live sporting event for us on the West Coast is just awesome. Reminds me of the old Pac-12 after dark days.
Ooh.
But no, it's been fun. I think one of the greatest things I've talked about multiple times is that a lot of people, Europeans, I always say Europeans. There's Asians too. Japan's here. There's Africans.
South America. Yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
But except it seems, Antarctica.
Yeah, they never qualify. They don't even field a team.
I know.
They're awful. Yeah, it's something about their practice facilities. But a lot of the big things has been, like, I've seen a lot of videos of the Japanese people down in Texas eating barbecue.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of Europeans we've talked about. They fell in love with Buc-ee's, right? They've been to Cracker Barrels, this and that.
Mexican food, nachos.
Now, granted, I'm sure a lot of them in their countries have this, but one of the most Americana things we have is McDonald's.
Try it out.
So obviously, everybody, McDonald's is partnering up with the FIFA World Cup, and they got some special meals.
All right.
All right. So today, we have the special meals in the studio. Hang on, Miles. Do not open that cup.
Do not open the cup.
I'm setting up for the cup reveal.
Okay.
All right. So they have a couple special
meals.
Sounds
like a parent. Do not open that cup. Cannot open this cup.
Wait until we get home.
Yeah, I cannot open this cup.
Try to do this correctly.
All right.
All right. So here's the deal. The meals you can get a Big Mac, 10-piece nugget, whatever.
All right.
It includes Big Mac sauce. All right. Fries, you get a drink or whatever. Now here's the deal. Also, they've never put Mac sauce in a dipping cup like that.
I don't think they have.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's their big thing.
That is kind of the thing.
Sure.
And then the cup.
Can I open it now? Just say
hang
no.
Hang on.
Make them wait.
No. Put it back in the damn bag.
Mike, did you eat any French fries on your drive back?
No.
See? That's my rule.
Right. And we try to follow it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Here's the deal, though. They also come with cups, all right? Every adult meal. These are adult meals, by the way.
These are not for the kids.
Well, a kid can eat them.
Right, okay.
Right, but kids usually get, like, a cheeseburger and a Happy Meal. You can get a Big Mac.
Punked.
Right? Okay. Now, the funny part is that every World Cup adult meal comes with one of several randomized, highly collectible plastic cups. The cup lineup includes legends like David Beckham.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
Get out of the bag.
I didn't get out of the bag.
All right. Tell you what, son.
Okay.
I'll turn this car around.
All right. So we got David Beckham. We got Beckham.
You got Beckham. You guys all know David Beckham.
Yep. Sure.
Who do I talk about all the time? French and Arsenal legend. Teddy Henry.
All right.
Legend. An American legend in the making. Could be the greatest American player ever. plays in Italy right now. He scores goals.
Messi.
American. Christian Pulisic.
Oh, Pulisic, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Another legend. Let's see. I'm not positive how to say his last name, so just say Hungman's son.
Hungman's son.
Hungman's son.
All right.
Son of the Hungman.
He's doing all right.
There's a couple names I'm not greatest with. Lamine Yamal.
Sure, sure.
These are all soccer legends. Yamal. Also, Ronaldinho, right? Great Brazilian. Or Grimace.
Oh, seriously?
Jesus Christ.
All right. Right. That's it?
I love the way they set it up. It could be any of these soccer legends or Grimace.
Right. I want Grimace, man. I hope I get Grimace.
I'm hoping for a Thierry Henry cup. So let's start. Miles, since you just can't help yourself.
Okay.
You go last. Throw, let's see what cup you got.
Almost cut.
Oh. Am I allowed to eat?
You can have a fry.
All right. I'm just diving into my fries over here, man. I don't even care.
Yeah, you're all right. Hey, Mike, you're fine.
I hoofed it all the way down there and back, man.
Mike, you're fine. You got good grades.
Helps to be the oldest.
Rules don't apply.
Thank you.
Eagle Scout.
Helps to be the oldest.
You're right, Miles. That's right. You're an Eagle Scout. All right, Thrill. What cup did you... Did he get a soccer legend or did he get Grimace?
I got... I think... All right, so I'm not sure who this guy is. This, it's the Hung Yun Sun. Hung Yun Sun.
All right. I believe he used to play at Tottenham, too.
Now, I wonder if they changed the backgrounds or if each guy gets... Because the background of this is kind of like a matchup of a tiger face, all right?
All right.
Pretty cool. They got the golden arches on the side. Then I'm guessing that's one of his victory moves. Kind of do the Vogue, if you will.
Yeah.
And then also, why is he wearing like a Batman mask? Like, I don't know anything about this guy. I'm sure all the images they have are something relevant.
He got hurt and he had to wear that mask for a while? I'm sounding like I don't really know my soccer.
Okay.
All right, Mike, let's see what cup you got.
All right, let's get this thing. Here we go.
Well, I got fries and nuggets.
Yeah, you got fries. Remember, the meal you can get a Big Mac or nuggets. It comes with fries and you get the special Mac sauce.
Yeah, so you get a Big Mac or you get nuggets.
What'd I get?
All right, come on, Mike. Let's see what you got.
Come on, give me Grimace. Please give me Grimace.
I like you're holding out for Grimace.
I want a Grimace.
Well, it's not Grimace.
Who is it?
It is Davies.
Oh, I forgot to mention him.
Alfonso Davies.
Yes. There you go.
Look at that. Yeah.
Jay, what team's he on?
Legend. He's on a red team.
Okay, go. Go
all right, team. Miles, let's see who you got.
What about you?
You're right. I did say you go last.
Yes, right.
All right.
I'm following directions.
Come on.
Thierry Henry.
You're going to get Grimace.
I am.
No, you're not.
If it's Grimace, I'm trading.
Go. Thrill and I got the same guy. Son.
All right.
He's thriving.
You got Hungman Sung.
Hungman Sung.
Yeah, I'll give this to Keith or BT. They're talking about
Come on, Grimace. If I don't get this, I'm going to have a Grimace on my face.
You haven't before?
No way. You did it?
Uh-oh. Who'd I get?
Should say I'm the
one. Oh, I got Beckham.
Oh!
No way.
That's pretty good.
David Beckham.
I got David Beckham. I know who that is.
Yeah.
It's always a plus. All right.
That's pretty awesome. You got David Beckham. Legendary soccer player.
Bex.
All right. Now let's dive into the food. Thrill, you had the nuggets. I have nuggets, too. I want to see this fancy new Mac sauce they got going.
I haven't dipped it yet, to be honest with you.
I got a lot of stuff happening here. I didn't even know they had creamy chili sauce.
You never had the creamy chili?
No. Yeah.
It's pretty good, man.
Really? I never had it either.
I go to McDonald's every once in a while.
All right. You do, well.
You get a lot of creamy chili, baby.
I do.
Can I have a bite of my Big Mac?
Go ahead. Okay. I mean, I think you're used to the flavor of a Big Mac.
Oh, that's always
tasty. I got tangy barbecue.
Tangy barbecue.
Man, I hope we got some of this Mac sauce in here. Thanks.
I can't imagine I got it.
Or that would be odd.
I did get Mac sauce.
All right. Big Mac. Let's see that container. Oh, see, it is gold.
Mm-hmm. The Big Mac is my favorite burger. There's no doubt about it.
Look at that thing, man.
I get it every single time I go. You know, sometimes you want to change your order. I always get a Big Mac no matter what.
Does anyone change their order at McDonald's?
I do every once in a while, but I always get a Big Mac.
It's always the same thing. That's the only reason I'm there.
I did a while back because they took my item off the menu. I had the Big and Tasty back when I was a kid, dude. I love that thing.
Where'd you go to?
I switched over. Shoot, I might have just switched over to the Big Mac.
I think, honestly, for me, it depends on where I'm at. Like, if I'm eating McDonald's at home, then I'll probably get, like, a Big Mac or nuggets or something. But if I'm road tripping it, sound a little strange. No fries, large Sprite. One fish sandwich, one cheeseburger.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Try this Big Mac sauce.
Yeah. All right. Let's take it.
Go for it.
I'm two cheeseburgers, chocolate shake, dude.
I need one. I need one of your nugs.
Fries optional.
Yeah, get the nug and the Big Mac. So remember years ago on the anniversary of the Big Mac, they sold bottles, but they were hard to find.
Yep.
This is the first time I ever remember them individually packaging Mac sauce, especially for dipping.
Also, YouTubers, this is the best shape of nugget right here. That's the best one.
That was a four shapes.
I believe they call that the boot.
The boot.
The boot.
And I agree. I've loved that one since I was a kid. You got the boot, the ball. Is there a bone?
Bell.
The bell.
I mean, what is this?
That's a nugget.
There's no shape. It's like a teardrop.
That's kind of like the classic guy.
That's good.
I like to call the boot my paisan. Well, Italy's shaped like a boot.
All right, I got one boot.
All right. Are you going to dip it in the Mac sauce or are you going to try some other sauce?
I did. I tried it in the Mac sauce. Pretty good.
All right. Miles, what do you think? You're kind of the McDonald's expert.
I love it.
I mean,
I was about to say, are you just hitting the logo here?
No. I'm being dead serious.
He's like, I'm dead ass, man. I love that thing. Like I said, the cups are pretty cool. Miles, I'm impressed. I'm dead serious. Of course you got the backup one.
I'm going to bend it.
But like I said, they got that going for a while, and it's a good, hey, if you like soccer, it's worth collecting the cups.
Sure.
And then also, get some of that fancy new Mac sauce. And it's like it's in that gold container. Like it's like the World Cup trophy.
I don't know if you know this. Is that something they're going to continue doing? Making the Mac sauce available as a dipping sauce. They should. I mean, look, McDonald's, obviously you know how to play the game. You've been around for a hot minute. But one of the things that all the other fast food places do, like, yo, if you like our sauce, we'll give it to you on the side.
Limited edition, gold-packaged Big Mac sauce.
I don't need it in gold. No. Just keep the sauce. Right. The sauce.
So that's the whole thing. You could pick one or two versions. Go ahead, Mike.
Through deductive reasoning, I have figured out where Alfonso Davies plays, because on here, he is holding a bag of McDonald's featuring the McDonald's Canada logo with the little red leaf right there in the middle.
Canadian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian. Actually, I saw a good video of him the other day. He was just going to a game. And Canada came, and he just kept complimenting on their Davies jerseys.
Oh, but no one knew.
Well, and he's just kind of walking in a crowd, so people are just like, yeah, thanks, dude. But it's him with his own Instagram following him behind. But yeah, as the World Cup goes on, remember, these are kind of like adult Happy Meals. So each one is going to come with the cup. You can choose between the Big Mac or 10-piece nugget, and then, get that fancy gold Mac sauce individual.
Delicious. And even though they're adult Happy Meals, you'll give the cups to your kids because they'll keep mugging you. That's the irony.
Yeah, good beer cup, maybe a good water cup at home.
Solid.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Come up at 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, kind of here at 5:08. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. South Carolina has just officially legalized minors playing pinball.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to look it up. It's been 70 years. So this was a prohibition-style thing. But apparently, like, way back in the day, there was some sort of a gambling game that was played in conjunction with pinball, and they didn't want the kids to get hooked on it, and so they basically banned the youth from playing pinball, and it has just been rectified.
Damn. Pinball. I mean, I don't even know if kids are excited to play pinball.
I gotta call my niece. That's a lot of her collars. She's a cop in South Carolina.
Oh, just get the kids playing
pinball. Yeah, bust the kids playing pinball.
Yeah, let me see your ID. Son, you're not old enough for this. You're getting tased.
She just said, quotas, end of the month. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
She did not say any of that.
Rascals. Rascals.
Get them out of here, Mike.
So, social media influencers have found a footing in pushing content centered around increasing male fertility.
All right.
I know it's kind of a focal point, I guess. I feel like fertility rates are down, but is it the fertility rates? Is it birth rates, or is it not fertility?
Yeah. But they keep the headlines say fertility rates, and then when you actually read any kind of article, it's like it's birth rates are down, not fertility.
And yet again, when it comes to men, if you mess with anything below the belt, they're going to pay attention.
That's it.
Wait a minute, I'm not swimming near as fast. Hang on.
That's why you say
I
fertility.
Need more oatmeal.
Yeah.
If you're just saying people aren't effing as much, I'm not going to read the article. I'm not interested. I'm like, who cares? That's a decision people have made. But to say fertility, you go, what's going on? Right? Then you read it, and it's like, it's not fertility at all.
Yeah. I think, too, there seems to be, from what I've seen, some of the manosphere kind of stuff, there's some weird connection, which I don't think exists, between, like, your testosterone level and whether or not you're fertile.
But
yeah.
I'm not sure what has to do with anything with the other.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird stat. Mike Reddick.
Hey, I just tell you what I'm not working on, and I'm not working on it because it's friggin' ridiculous.
Fair.
The Bay Area is reportedly launching a drone war against garbage. Littering, to be more specific. They're basically deploying drones around the area to catch litterers.
Yeah, right. I heard they launched it in Oakland. I'm like, have fun with that. But
yeah.
But San Francisco's got one vibe. Oakland's got another one. Just saying.
Yeah.
Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Again, due to the success of Wifty yesterday, it is an open challenge. And I do give you guys a 90% chance of success on this one. It is a verb brought to you by the letter A. Now, to do this to something is to accept it, agree with it, or allow it to happen by staying silent or by not arguing.
Acquiesce.
Bam! Steve, the Thrill Hill comes got in it. Strong.
Nice.
Wasn't it Miles' turn to go first?
No, because nobody got it yet. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Should be a push.
Yeah.
I said it right at the top, guys. Right at the top. Let's see here. Apple is reportedly raising their prices as the cost of their memory chips has surged as well.
Well, yeah, the cost of everything's going up. Just to produce anything. Okay. Like, repeat that story for every product that's out there.
I'm sure it's trickling down to all the people working on this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're treated the best.
Yeah.
Top notch. Savings.
What about these kids?
Yeah, exactly.
They say kids are lazy. I mean, they make half the stuff in my house.
Folks on the internet are sharing the weirdest things that their dogs have ever eaten.
Ooh. I'm trying to think of my dog's eating anything weird. I mean, she's eating crap. I didn't want her to, but it's as far as dogs go, it's standard stuff.
Funniest one I've seen is my cat. He ate the icicle tinsels that you put on your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I knew that when I saw that there, he had like a little party favor coming out the back. So I had to pull all that crap out. I was like, what in the hell is that? Like, I started pulling
it. It like a little girl's bicycle handle.
It was like a clown scarf. Just it kept coming out. I was like, get the hell out.
He was in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. It's like, golly, that was the last year I ever did that.
Merry Christmas from my backside.
I always thought that they kind of filled in the gaps, you know, made the tree look nice. And cat
the strange things that my dog ever tends to eat is just weird stuff that he finds while we're out on a walk. This kid can find any food stuff laying down. He has found full-blown sandwiches. He's found T-bone steaks buried, by the way, like hiding underneath brush and whatnot, and he just pulls them right out.
I think the words, my old dog are back in Baltimore. Took him for a walk. There's a single Cheeto sitting on the sidewalk, and this single Cheeto is swarmed with ants, right? So look at my dog. I'm like, no. So he walks by it, whatever. We go to the park. We do our thing. We turn the corner where that Cheeto was. He suddenly takes off because he knew I was going to say no again. Got a hold of that Cheeto, and then I spent the next 20 minutes basically combing ants out of his face. I was like, dude, if it were just a Cheeto, I wouldn't care. The thing is almost black because it's covered with ants. You thought about this the entire time we're at the park and then ate that nasty-ass thing, and then you can't stop freaking out because there's ants in your mouth.
Mike, you heard us talk about one of Miles' old dogs. What was that girl dog that was always...
Honey.
Honey. Ugh. But, right, we talk about Honey taking care of herself, which is gross. But, Mike, this was a quiet, peaceful little dog. And we were throwing out, we got a ham for Easter. And it's in the bottom of the trash bag. And I can't remember who was carrying it out. And that dog leapt up and, like, latched on to the trash bag. And I was like, Jesus.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. What's some ham?
Miles, what day is it, my friend?
Thursday.
You're right, it's National Splurge Day.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Cha-ching.
So I decided to take a look at what it is that we splurge on the most on this here National Splurge Day.
My socks.
When you guys treat yourself, what do you tend to treat yourself with? What do you guys go ahead and up a little extra as far as what you're willing to pay for something?
I mean, booze. Like, if I'm on vacation, booze. I mean, it's sad, but oh, yeah. I like going to the bar. I'm on vacation. You're already going to lose money. So I'm like, man, booze.
Other than food, anything I buy for my home, typically. I would be willing to spend a little bit more money for anything that I don't going to have for a while.
Yeah.
I would say mine.
Whether it's a vacuum.
Mine's pretty easy.
2-year oven.
Crab legs or crab meat in general.
Yeah.
And sports tickets.
You know what? You're right. Hell yeah. Yeah. I'll blow some money on crab meat.
I mean, the most I've ever spent, I think, were those Norwegian king crab legs. Still think about them.
Ooh. I mean, you're excited.
What if they still have them down there?
I bet they do. They were delicious.
I'd say the most money I've spent on a splurge for myself is when we went to the Super Bowl back in 2012.
Yep.
Which
at the
time we thought was an incredible amount of money. I'll just put it like this. It was cheaper to go to the Super Bowl than it is to go to a World Cup game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is true. So, and that actually does come in at number 10 on the list of the 10 things that consumers splurge on the most. Hobbies and entertainment, premium concerts, sporting ticket events, camera gear, outdoor activity equipment. They represent major splurges for personal joy and leisure. We don't go to a whole lot of concerts. You know, maybe we've been spoiled because of concerts due to the fact we work for the radio station and we have that availability. But if there's ever a concert that we really, really want to go to, we'll kind of forgo the free ones and we will splurge on let's get a little upgraded experience when we get in there.
I splurge on tickets for concerts I don't go to. That seems to be my position in life.
Yeah. Aha.
You know, Taylor Swift came to town. Billie Eilish came to town. It cost me plenty of money. I did not go. My daughter was happy.
Typically, if I go to a bar, I'll buy a round for the people around me.
Really?
Yeah.
Depends on how many people are in there.
Well, it depends on if I know. I'm like, the people to my right and left, even if I don't, I'm like, you guys want some? I'm getting some. All right.
Nice. Okay, yeah. I like it. They go with subscription services. They say the subscription creep is real. Consumers splurge on multiple streaming services, premium tiers of music platforms, and subscription boxes that cater to personal hobbies. We've upgraded a handful of the subscription services that we have just because we use it enough that we're tired of seeing the ads. So it's like, screw it. It's worth the money at that point. Let's just buy the good stuff.
Like what? The only subscriptions I have are all the streaming channels, but it's not like I'm splurging. It's just that they charge me and I would like them. But I don't know that I have any other subscription services. But then again, I'm a caveman.
Mine's gym. Not subscription, just they pull it
right.
Every month.
Fitness memberships are number 8 on the list there, Miles. Specialty gym memberships, boutique fitness classes, and premium at-home cardio equipment.
I'm one of those dudes who pays $50 a month to go to the gym.
That's 15 it. Or 50?
50.
Okay.
But there are gyms out there that are $300 a month.
Why?
Or $250.
I mean, what is the difference?
Because they have indoor pools, they have more classes, they have more crap.
Right.
And it looks, and when you go and you take the tour and you do it, it is really nice. And I just think to myself, there are times in my life where, like, I'll just go 2 weeks without going.
Yeah, so exactly.
For me, it's like, I think almost rather have the $50 gym.
Yeah, I think that's the big difference.
Right, and then we have a Planet Fitness between our houses.
Yeah.
And not that, but my wife and my son keep flirting with the idea of getting a joint membership at a gym. And I'm like, dude, Planet Fitness, right? It's because if you don't feel like going, you're not going to feel guilty, at least about the money you're spending, right?
Right, and Miles is right. Like, if you go and you're going to spend time in those big fancy gyms and use all that stuff, fine. But for the average person, like, I just don't know if they go enough.
Yeah, I know I don't.
Well, and then you could go to, like, that top tier of, like, some of those athletic clubs where, like...
You have a locker.
Yeah, and, like, some people barely use the gym. It's more of, like, a social thing.
Right.
Yeah, there's a bar downstairs. You can order food.
Yeah.
That's the kind of gym I would join. That way I could at least say I'm going to the gym. Yes, I'd come home drunk, but I did not lie.
I've been to one of those. Outdoor tennis courts, indoor racquetball courts, pickleball courts, all that crap. Indoor, outdoor pool. And then there's a bar and a restaurant that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And those people go there, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
$450 a month.
Correct. Some of them have like full basketball courts. It's awesome.
Yeah.
One that you miss as far as what you splurge on, Ted. Footwear and apparel. Investing in durable, well-made items like designer handbags, quality winter coats, and comfortable, supportive footwear. That shows up on the list of what consumers splurge on the most.
I would say it's definitely a splurge. I have a few pair of sneakers that I've worn like twice.
But it's also the splurge in the sense of the older you get, it's like, I did not want to spend this much money on the shoes, but I need shoes that I can wear so my back doesn't lock up.
Yeah, to me, that's not splurging.
It's not. It's just they charge a lot.
Right.
They go with electronics and home gadgets. Premium tech such as top-tier smartphones, noise-canceling headphones, high-end vacuums are all items consumers heavily justify spending on.
Yeah. I mean, if you get the... Look, it just... And again, my experience with vacuums is just... We'd spend a little money on a vacuum every 18 months, and then we finally just knuckled down, bought an expensive vacuum, and had it for over a decade with no
I would love to buy a Macintosh stereo. It's $10,000 just for the amplifier.
Man, I would just say about Macintosh.
Jesus.
My wife had never heard of Macintosh as far as audio goes, and we've been renting cars lately, and we had a Jeep Grand Wagoneer, and they label it, you know, the Macintosh speakers, but seriously, when she put it on, she was like, why does this sound so good? I'm hearing things in songs that I've never heard before, even though I've heard the song for 30 years. I was like, Macintosh. It's like, Apple. I'm like, you've never heard of Macintosh audio? So I told her, I said, look, my dream would be, because I'm a vinyl guy, so I'd like to get a Macintosh receiver. She's like, well, how much is it? I'm like, I mean, you know, a couple $1,000s. I was like, there's a reason I don't have one. I would like to have it. There's a very definitive reason why we don't own one.
And speaking of like kitchen gadgets... I'll tell you one thing that's worth the money is a crock pot.
Yes.
I think I've had mine for 10 or 12 years.
And they're not expensive.
Yeah.
I got a Vitamix in the divorce.
Oh, attaboy.
Hell yeah.
What'd you say, skincare?
Skincare, personal care. Yeah. Skincare, personal care, high-end anti-aging serums, premium perfumes, and professional salon services, they're frequent personal luxuries.
I mean,
they are. I wonder sometimes if that's a racket towards women because they know they'll pay it. For, like, certain makeup and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, women will pay it, and teenagers will pay it, is my experience.
Yeah.
And not my daughter, my son. A dude has more hair care and skin products.
Really?
It's good. They're all so vain. It's funny. The kids right now just crack me. They're so vain. They're so worried about their hair and all this crap. But, to his credit, it doesn't have zits. His hair looks good, but he does the routine.
Okay. Right,
so I'm like,
as long
right.
as we're on that tip. They go, well, wellness and recovery gear. At-home recovery and wellness tech are huge investments in products like massage guns, red light therapy masks, sunrise alarm clocks. They frequently make the splurge list.
We do have a massage gun. We actually got one for my son for his birthday because he's playing all these different sports, right? He's starting to get sore. My wife and I use it all the time. I think he's used it maybe twice.
Yeah, so I don't have a thorough gun or whatever. It's like a different version, but same thing. I bought one. I have one, too.
It makes a difference.
When my Amazon account was hacked, someone bought themselves a red light mask.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I hope they enjoy it.
How much was it?
It's like $300.
Damn.
Hey, Mike, don't you guys have one of those masks at your home?
Nah.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Not a mask, no. Well, no.
Oh, all right.
Hello. We there?
No, we're there.
You're there. You almost, we lost you.
We called IT. Totally not, they fixed it.
I totally did not buy a red light mask with Miles' Amazon.
Who did you buy it with?
Top three things that the consumer splurge on the most. Dining out and food shows up at number three on the list.
Sure.
And that, honestly, I would put your booze in on that one there, Steve. You know, when the wife
two
and
separate
I
things.
Went out for her third. Yeah. Well, we went out, we celebrated her 30th birthday. We admittedly had already had a few. And we ended up inside of a place called Flight Club. It's a dart bar. That actually just opened up a spot here in Seattle, but we walked up to the bar getting ready to get drinks, and I saw that bottle of that Classe Azul tequila, that white porcelain bottle that they have up there. We've been staring at that for years, like, man, one day we're going to get a shot of that. I was like,
how good
birthday,
was
how much? I said, how much is that shot? She said, $68. I said, let's do one, and it was fantastic. It was great.
$68 for that?
For a
it's
shot.
It's that and Don Julio, 1942. Those are the two expensive bottles.
Damn.
I had a shot of that like a year ago.
You did.
Some guy was kind of hammered in a great mood. And he's like, you want one? I was like, dude, don't. And he's like, I'm buying it. And the bartender was like, I'll pour it. I was like, all right, I'll take one.
Nice work. Mattresses and bedding shows up at number two. Because we spend a third of our lives sleeping, luxury mattresses and high thread count sheets are heavily sought after splurges.
I believe that's a good purchase.
Yeah.
The mattress, 100%. At least. I mean, God, it's so expensive.
Yeah, but cheap sheets if you got a nice mattress. I mean, do the whole deal. Go all out, top to bottom on it, you know?
And then the number one thing that consumers will splurge on the most will not surprise you in the slightest, but it is indeed travel and vacations.
Luxury
resort to immersive international trips, experiences are the number one splurge. Many upgrade to premium flights, book boutique hotels, and prioritize vacation memories over savings.
Absolutely.
That's what we're saving the money for, right? Like, that's kind of part of the reason that we get money, so that we can go and have and do those things.
And I think there's a difference between, like, taking a trip with your family or this, but if, like, you're going on vacation, like, go on vacation.
A trip I tried to do economically. I'm bringing the kids. This is what we're sitting in coach. We're doing the whole nine, whatever. But if it's just me and the wife, we're going on vacation. things change.
Dude, I talk about it. I mean, I was in like seventh grade, and it was sad. My mom's mother passed away. Right? So everything gets settled. She gets a little money from it. We went to Chincoteague Island, and my mom didn't say no. Stuff flounder with crab meat. You know, when you're like 12.
Stuff, damn.
Yeah, stuff.
When you have more relatives to die.
It was awesome.
Is that what she saw the man horses, I think?
Yeah.
Oh, no. A man in Florida was arrested on suspicion of DUI, and there was some pretty hard evidence to go off of there, Miles.
What was that hard evidence?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a woman who's only identified as Lynn D. And that's one first name, L-Y-N-D-E-E. Lynn D.
Okay.
So you might remember about 2 weeks ago, a woman went viral after she baked bread in the shape of the number 9 for her nephew's 9th birthday, but it ended up looking like a giant penis. Well, guess what? She's not the only one. In this case, a woman named Lynn D. says she baked a cake for her son's birthday. And since he was turning 8, she decided to make it in the shape of an 8. Now, the 8 was made by squishing together 2 circle shapes, and the 8 shape was white with icing. The middles of the circles were peach colored, and then she added sprinkles. And she's feeling really good about herself. But she says, quote, my husband came to the kitchen and said, hey, why'd you put sprinkles on the boob cake? And then she looked at it and thought, oh my God, I made my child boobs. She did put the 8 cake out at her son's birthday party, and she said the only other person that noticed, or at least the only other person who said something, was a friend of hers who was an adult, but it very clearly looks like a pair of boobs. And she added the nipples, the areolas, but not intentionally. That's the thing. It didn't even occur to her husband. It's like, what's up with the boob cake? So once again, just make a cake, people. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to contest on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.